Hey everybody, welcome to the Nerds in Love podcast. With me, as always, is Carlos and Corey.
Hello.
And I'm the savior of this podcast. I am the Jesus of podcasts. Just kidding. I just pressed a couple buttons. So, Corey, you were singing a song before. And we really captured that moment and it was amazing. But then Corey was like, I hear some gremlins in the audio. So we had to inspect for the gremlins. And this house of cards all came crashing down. But it's okay. We're all back up and running. Send your hate mail to hatemail@threeangrynerds.com. That's actually not a legitimate email address, but please do send it there. And then laugh when you get your email bounce back. Balls. Let's just get right to the emails, guys, because we've already wasted a lot of time trying to set
14
this up.
Minutes.
I know. It's just how this podcast rolls sometimes. All right. First email this week is from my Megan, the OG Megan, apparently.
Wait, did she actually write in as the OG Megan?
Yeah.
Yep.
She, like, listens to the podcast, like, every week when it comes out, and then she was listening to it, and I guess she heard Corey's Megan, and she's like, well, what's this? There can't be two Megans on this podcast.
And then she's like, this is some bullshit right here.
No, just kidding. She's just like, well, I didn't think I would email in because I thought it was like a guy's thing. And I'm like, no, you can email if you want. She's like, okay. So, anyways.
Hey, Marianne emails, so.
Yeah, that's true. Long-time listener, first-time emailer. This question is for everyone on the podcast. What's the most challenging dating-related hurdle you've had to overcome?
The most challenging dated-related hurdle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to hold back right now.
Oh, God, me too.
Well, Carlos, do you have an answer? I think you must have.
How about getting dates in the first place?
Good answer.
Like, to be perfectly honest.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, Corey, what do you got to say?
I'm probably still going through it right now, and that would be the long-distance relationship between me and Megan. You know, I love her, and I'm, it's worth it, but it's a pain in the butt sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I think Carlos will know the answer to this for me, but the fact that my wife, when we were dating, stole $2,000 from me.
What?
Yeah.
I thought you married her?
Yeah.
They've had a long and storied relationship. It's like you could write a novel about it.
It is. That's true. Actually, you could.
Sounds like a tale as old as time.
Yeah, it's a tale that's like as old as the beer that's been sitting in your fridge, more than likely. yeah, well, that's pretty much it. All right, Megan, I answered your email. Now clean up your fucking yoga pants. All right, on to the next question. From Marianne. This is probably the most explicit question we've gotten in a long time.
Oh, dear God.
Thoughts on mutual masturbation, and then she puts in brackets, or as I call it, mutually assured ejaculation.
LOL.
Which I thought was funny.
Lulz.
I don't know. I just don't get the point. Like, you have two people, you're just going to sit there, like, playing with each other like that? Like, it's just like, why? What's the point? Life's too short. Be a little more exciting than that, you know?
YOLO.
You only live once. That's true. We had to have a whole generation learn that through a saying. Anyways.
I just laughed as soon as I saw this question was on the list. I was like...
I just imagine, like, two chimpanzees sitting across from each other jerking each other off. And I'm like, that's what I think of every time I think of mutual masturbation. And I'm like, ugh.
It just doesn't come across as very exciting, you know? Like, I mean, like, I guess, but I'm like, yeah, like I said, it seems like you could be spending that time doing a lot of things, but that's what you're going to go with? That's your choice?
Well, and like, you know, for some people, like Corey, he's like in a long-distance relationship, like, if you get like a little bit of time with someone, Are you really just going to be like, yeah, just come here. We'll jerk each other off. Like, why not? It's like, no, it's stupid. It's just, no.
Well, I mean, we like to keep it in our pants until we get home and call and then take care of it.
That's true.
It helps.
You gotta release your tension sometimes.
Like, yeah, well, she has a very sexy voice and a vivid imagination.
That's good. You need that. Just make sure she's not like Marvelite or something, whatever, Frozen Marvelite.
I'm pretty sure she's not Marvelite.
Yeah. I don't know. Nope. Now it's headcanon.
I just love how, like, if you're on comic movie, you know who I'm talking about. Frozen Marvelite's like this question of like whether it's a guy or a girl. This was funny.
Oh, now that's what I'm thinking in my head. It's like, Batnet's trying to hide it, but Batnet's dating Frozen Marvelite.
I'm not dating Frozen Marvelite. She's weird.
That's true.
Well, yeah, if your girlfriend is weird, she's clearly Frozen Marvelite.
Here's the thing. When Frozen Marvelite first came into chat, I remember the first time, it was all like, they were definitely a dude. And then later on, it was like, people were like, Frozen Marvelite's a chick, and I'm like, guys are crazy. Definitely a dude. And I don't know. Not everyone's just like, no, man, it's a girl. And I'm like, I think you're just wishful thinking. Like, I think Pasto really wants that to happen just because it's Pasto.
Okay. Remember all that time ago when Pasto was trying so hard for Cherry Bomb? And I'm like, oh, geez. Those are the good old days in chat.
Mm-hmm. I also remember, too, when Pastel told me his podcast was going to do better than ours. Lols.
Wow.
After the Pastel cast. Yes, let's see how far that went.
Pastel just got a little bit of a erection right now just because we talked about him on our podcast.
He's all like, you mentioned us!
Anyways. I guess that wraps up our question on mutual masturbation. It just figures that the one time we talked about Pasta on this podcast.
Mutual masturbation of podcasts. Lols.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, it's a great time to talk about Pasta when you talk about mutual masturbation. Like, the two go hand in hand, really.
Hand in hand? Ah!
That was definitely a pun intended.
Yeah!
We got an email from Scott. Scott's got a real good one this week. So this question is geared more towards Corey and Kurt. But Carlos can chime in. I love how he gives you permission to chime in. That's just.
Yeah, cool. I know. I'm like, what? Like, I need permission? Like, screw you, man.
Like, before you would be like, I don't know, I can't contribute to this because Scott did not give me permission to. Anyways, Scott wants to know, what are activities that guys can do to meet girls? Do people even meet each other at the gym anymore? Yeah, I guess so. Like, why do people keep going to the gym? Because they meet people there, of course.
What do you guys think?
Guys?
I guess people could meet at the gym. I wouldn't know. I don't go to the gym, so.
Well, Carlos, you should start going, because then that will fix both your problems. You'll meet girls, and...
If only I knew, right? So obviously, all I have to do is just go, like, I go to the gym, and suddenly, like, by this week, I'm going to go to the gym, going to come back and be like, Curtis, I have 6 girlfriends.
That's how it works, Carlos. Come on. Jeez. I don't know. I guess it depends on like what you're into. Like, if you're into certain activities, you should probably try to go do them socially. Like, if you like bowling, go bowl. You'll probably meet a couple of girls at bowling. They may be like in their mid-40s and like kind of obese,
for half
but
a second,
you know.
I thought you said bullying. I'm like, bullying? I'm like, is that a mutual activity?
Alright. Apparently Batna left us because he doesn't like us. So we're inviting him back.
Like I said, this podcast is falling apart, it seems.
Oh, too bad.
What I love is how this podcast does so well until, like, there's that one episode where it all just goes downhill, and we all just treat it like it's the fucking end of the world. Like, this fucking podcast, fucking bullshit.
This is some shit.
To be fair, that's, like, 90% me. 10% of that is Carlos.
Are we still recording?
Yeah, we're... Well, I hope
we don't
so.
Stop for nothing.
We're doing it live. Do it live.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
So anyways, so Carlos, what would be like an activity that you would do to go meet a girl, I guess?
Apparently go to the gym. No, just... I don't know. Well, the thing is that I don't really go out to do things that much. So,
and the BK Nugget deal's over, so that
yeah, ship that's is the sailed. Thing is that something oh, yeah. I guess going to Burger King and like meet a girl and like, you know, at Burger King and we can talk about our mutual love of BK Nuggets. But mm-hmm. the yeah. BK Nugget deal is over, and I posted on Facebook obviously that that gif of the five stages of grief with Alec Baldwin, and I was like, this is perfect for this moment.
Yeah, I did like that. That was great.
Then oh no, I'm like, I saw like the sign for the Nugget deal was gone, and I'm like, no.
It'd be funny if like they still had it, but you had to ask for it. So you see people with BK Nuggets, you're like, the fuck, what's going on?
You can still order the nuggets. It's just that they're not super cheap anymore, right? So
no. They should have been super cheap. Come on now, guys.
That's the thing, though. It's super funny because, like, they had it for, like, a good 4 or 5 months. And then they took it away for a couple months. And then they brought it back. And I'm like, and they had that for, like, a good 4 or 5 months. I'm like, just make that the new price. Clearly it's working. So what the hell?
Yeah. Corey, what's an activity that you would do to go meet girls?
Well, I think with Scott's question, it depends on the kind of girl he wants to meet or kind of what you do want to meet. I mean, if you like sports and stuff, go to the sports bar. Take part in sports activities or go to the gym. Take part in exercise classes or something. And I guess for me, I guess I would just, I don't know, go visit comic book shops and, ooh, comic book conventions. Those are great places to meet girls.
I just feel like comic book shops are, like, the one place, like, girls are afraid to go into. Like, they, like, they'll be, like, looking at a comic, like, maybe I should get this omnibus. They just, like, turn around and, like, the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park, there's just this, like, massive guy just behind them, just like, oh, God.
It's that bad. You should have the girls dress at Comic-Con. It's just, it's nuts.
Oh, it's like, my wife, she won't go into comic book shops if I go in there. She just waits outside. She's like, I don't want to get creeped out.
I don't know what she says.
She says that apparently it's really bad. I don't know. I'm just following her lead, as I usually do. Yeah. And meeting girls at a bar, I mean, that's not the worst idea. It's not the greatest idea, but, you know, if you're looking for, like, a little quickie, you know, get a girl drunk.
Yeah, true.
I'm not endorsing that behavior. I'm just saying if you wanted to indulge in that, that's where you go. Should we move on to the next question?
Yeah.
Not so bad for time. Better than I would have expected.
What you were expecting?
I was expecting us to take the whole half an hour, but we're doing pretty good. Got two more questions. This one's from Dave. Well, I think it's the first time emailer. Anyways.
Question
I started seeing this girl a while back. We have been dating for 4 months. In total, we've gone on 10 dates, which I'm like, well, it's kind of sad. Every time I want to have her come over to my place or go over to hers, she says she has an early start. And this is starting to sound like an excuse. There's only so many time I can take her to dinner. What should I do, Dave?
Okay, wait, so we have months, and then we have 10 dates. So that's like, okay, so I'm imagining like 3 dates, 1 month, 2 days. Okay, so it seems like you're not really seeing each other that often.
No.
And you're saying like she's completely just seems to like never seems to have the opportunity to, again, like go over. Like, have you even been at each other's house ever?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Especially after 10 dates. Like,
especially after, yeah, like 10 dates, 4 months. Like, at some point it'd be like, hey, can I see where you live? Like,
yeah, it sounds like she's avoiding a more intimate setting because she doesn't plan on things getting physical.
Yeah,
just wants someone to spend money on her.
Because like I feel like we need almost a tiny little bit more context in terms of the fact that, like, what was I gonna say? like, she said that she has to start early. Is that, well, that was the word, right? Start early?
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah, start early.
So, like, what is her job? Like, is it something that you know regularly have people have to start early at? Like, is she, you know, like a milk delivery person? They have to start early, so that would make sense.
Do they even have those anymore?
Okay, the point is that what I would want, I would sort of almost want to know what her job is. But I would say that if it happened repeatedly over 4 months and it's never, she's never seemed to be open to the idea, I would say it's definitely becoming an excuse. Because if after 4 months, like, she's not serious enough that she's willing to at least, like, be like, hey, let's go to each other's houses at some point, doesn't that seem really odd?
Yeah. See, here's the thing. Here's what I'm thinking, right? Like, you know, it could be so many different things. Like, my cynical view on it is that she probably has already seen somebody. She's probably just seen you, Dave, on the side because she wants to maybe get a couple free dinners out in a week or whatever.
You know, ouch.
No, like, girls do that nowadays. Girls do that, and it's not fair to any guy.
What we're saying is that you're the side chick.
Yeah. And you know what? If, like, okay, I could see if she, like, lived with her parents, but then even then, like, she could have just come over to his place. So, like, the fact that, like, she doesn't want to go over to his place and she won't, like, go over to hers or whatever makes me think that she's probably seen someone already. And either way, what I would do is just leave her. Just be like, fuck, all right, sorry. Ain't working. And I mean, thing is, if she wants to, you know, work on it and get back to you, then yeah. But sometimes you gotta, like, push away to sort of solve a problem, because somebody's gonna be like, well,
now yeah, I wouldn't get hung up on this. Like, again, like, if this has happened 4, 5, 6 times in a row,
yeah,
like, it doesn't seem like she's putting in much of an effort. You're clearly, clearly you guys are not on the stage in terms of the fact that you have more invested in this than she is, and that's not really fair to you. No,
it isn't.
So I would say just make that clear. Be like, you know what, this hasn't been working for me, and I'm, you know, thinking about moving on. Being all like, because clearly, again, like, clearly she doesn't care as much as you do. So.
Yeah. And the thing is, too, is, you know, sometimes you got to put the fire under their ass, and, you know, who knows, maybe if he does that, she might, you know, be like, oh, shit, well.
Say that, and then instantly she's like, oh, my gosh, you're right. I haven't been paying attention to this as much. Let's try and fix this. Well, then you know. And then, because if otherwise she's just sort of like, okay, fine, whatever, then it wasn't worth defending in the first place.
And you know what? I believe that that's a good strategy for a lot of issues, especially, like, early on. Not, like, later on, but, like, early on in a relationship. If you're getting that kind of feedback, just be like, all right, fine, bye. You know, if they come back to you, they do. If not, well, there's always other chicks in the hen house. I don't know where I was going with that reference.
Fish in the sea.
Oh, that's too cliche, Corey. I wanted to do something a little dairy. Anyways, I think we're all in agreement. He should probably address this with her.
Yeah, I have an idea.
Okay.
I mean, you get to try to find another setting where you don't spend any money, but she thinks you're going for a date, and so just dinner, and then see if she still is hyped about things date-wise. And, like, if she seems irritated,
take her to the local homeless shelter.
Oh, take her to, like, a
she's
park.
Irritated or not.
Take her to a park and just, like, throw out some condoms in front of her. Just, like, don't even be, like, subversive about it or whatever. Just be like, yeah, it's really lovely. I'll just keep chucking condoms at her. She's like, why do you keep chucking condoms at me? It's like, oh, really? I don't know. We're in a park. Throwing you some condoms. I don't know. What do you think we should do? It'd be funny.
I'd love to see something.
And if she does seem irritated or not as happy. She'll be like, get dinner and be all like, nah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and if she does seem irritated or not as happy with a non-spending date, then bring up the question of if she wants things to go any further or if she just wanted someone to go out
That's
with.
The other thing, too, is that he said, like, I'm taking her out to dinner, like, 10 times. I'm like, have you completely paid for dinner 10 times in a row? Because at that point, that's schmuck bait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty suspicious.
Yeah, like, if she's not even, like, tried to help out after 10 dates in a row, schmuck bait.
Yep. Sorry, Dave.
Like, but, even I can see that coming, you know.
Snap, Dave, you hear that? Carlos is laying it out on you.
No, I'm not, and I'm not even saying that to be mean. I'm trying to help this guy, right? That's the whole point of the show.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we're trying to be honest with him.
Yeah. Dave, I don't think this girl's worth it.
Nope. And if she is, well, then make her know that you're worth it. That's the thing, right? You got to instill with her your sense of worth, right? Otherwise, she's just going to think that you're just a pushover. You sort of have to push back. Otherwise, they're just going to roll all over you. And honestly, yeah. I hate to say it, but like with my wife, I've had to do that a couple times too, where she's just wanted to, you know, basically, you know, treat me like a rollover, and I just push back. I'm like, nope, that's not how it goes. Sometimes you got to do it. Yeah,
treated him like a granola bar, like that time she stole $5,000 from me.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I can't deal with this. Then we left, and then eventually I let her come back. But she knew that she can't push me like that, right? Obviously. Well, more to that, to the story than that. As in, it's probably like a 20-page story. But
what we're saying is that like, again, like, there's the possibility that this can be fixed. But just, you sort of, you got to give her a little, you got to give her a little shove.
All right. I feel like that's the best advice we've given all week.
Yep.
And it feels like top it with this next question. From Lloyd. Lloyd wants to know, what's the weirdest thing a girlfriend, past or present, has done?
Hit on my lesbian friend with my phone.
Thing in general?
Sorry, Carlos?
Is it just the weirdest thing in general?
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing a girlfriend, past or present, has done. You're really thinking on this. And Corey, you said hit on your lesbian friend.
Yeah, okay. On my phone.
Here's what
I caught with it. My first girlfriend. She's bi, and I told her about my friend, my lesbian friend named Katie.
Okay.
And just took my phone and just kept it away from me for a while. And just hit on my friend, and she told me about it, which is good. I mean, my friend Katie.
Yeah, it's good to know.
Did you at least get a video?
Of what?
You know, when they... No, I'm just kidding. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Okay, I was curious. I was confused.
Like, I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast, but Megan basically writes down every text message I've ever sent in a book.
That's... A little weird.
Like, if you go to, like, the beginning of the book, you'll actually see, like, our first ever text messages with each other, which was, like, almost, well, not, just under a decade old now at this point, so, yeah. I don't know.
Should I get a little notebook for it?
Yeah. It's really cute.
That's,
at first I was kind of weirded out by it, but now I'm, like, sometimes she'll, like, we'll be, like, on the couch watching, like, TV or something, and she'll just take out the book and, like, go to this random page that she has bookmarked, and it's like one of her favorite texts from me, and she's just like, see this one? I like this one. And I'm like, yeah, I like it too. And then one time she got really mad at me because we like to, like, sometimes send each other mildly inappropriate pictures, to put it lightly. And so as a joke one time, I like drew like a crude drawing of her with her boobs in the book, and she's like, that's not funny. You shouldn't have written in the book. I'm like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to piss you off. She's like, don't touch the book ever again. I'm like, okay. I won't. Sorry. All right. Is that it?
No, I thought of what I was going to answer the question with.
Okay.
So, like, when sometimes when you're in high school and you're in, like, that weird, like, are you really dating phase, sort of?
Yeah.
Sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is. Okay, so I remember I was in that kind of a relationship with someone at the time. Right. And what happened was that it was just sort of, like, you know, it wasn't anything totally weird. Like, it's not as crazy as that. But one time it was 5 in the morning. And I get a text from her that wakes me up. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And we both lived in the same neighborhood. Again, like, this is high school, right? So, like, we both lived in the same neighborhood, like, down the street from each other. She's like, hey, do you want to come over? Like, just, like, not completely nonchalant about it. And I'm like, it was on a weekend, though, so it wasn't, like, completely crazy. But I'm like, it's 5 a.m, right? She just didn't seem to respond to that. It didn't seem to figure at all. I was like, okay, fine, whatever. Like, I thought, like, maybe something was wrong or something. So I go over. And then she's all, like, she's playing video games. And she's all like, oh, hey, what's up? And then we just start hanging out, like, regular. I'm like, and I was eventually asked her, I'm like, okay, what, why did you email, sorry, text me at 5 a.m? She's like, oh, I just didn't sleep last night, and I forgot what time it was, so whatever. And we just proceeded. Wow. But it was just, it really threw me off, because I'm like, because as if she had zero concept of what time of the day it was. She was like, whatever.
That's really weird.
It was really weird. Yeah.
Mm.
There you go.
That's it. We end on a high note.
Yay!
Please do
for
emails.
Shitty podcast.
Yeah. Please email the shitty podcast with your shitty questions about your shitty daily life. Please email them to 3angrynerdspodcast@gmail.com. Subject line: just put "nerds in love," so I know. If you just put like "I have a question," or what some people have been doing lately, which pisses me off, is to just put question marks in the subject line, like a bunch of question marks. And I'm like, don't fucking do that. You can write the word.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Like, no, it's just like, it's lazy. Like, I have this bit of like Carlos in me where it's just like, you can just type the word question. You don't need to put like fucking 10 question marks. Instead of 10 question marks, you can just write question. Anyways.
It's like, question?
Question?
Question. Yeah, and go live good lives. Don't be mean to each other. And you know, Dave, go.
Don't text your boyfriend at 5 a.m. asking to come over without any idea, like without even explaining why.
Yeah, exactly. Where's the live by Carlos?
Again, like that was the part that threw. Yeah, because she didn't even try to like fathom what was going on. He's like, "Oh yeah, I just didn't sleep, so I don't even know what time it is. Who cares?" That freaked me out.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.